Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. Mastering the art of dream building in the real world will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Imagine the colors of the rainbow, the colors that are perfect for you. Imagine actually touching the rainbow with your hand, wet with paint. Think now about how to find that right tool, that right plan, that right way, the pathway that will take you from where you're standing right now to where you want to go. This hit radio show will bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired. Open your mind. Bring excitement back into your life and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery. Now, here's your host, Jennifer Becker.
Hello, everybody. Good afternoon. I'm Jennifer B., and you're listening to Inspired Action Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us and let us inspire and encourage you over the next hour to take your perfect and unique step in making your dreams an actual reality. Every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific and 3 p.m. Eastern, we explore life's most meaningful and interesting questions that lead us all to taking inspired action. The goal, again, is to move closer every single day to the life you dream of living. And again, I'm so happy to be here with you all today. As you know, my passion and dedication in life is to help you take inspired action in your life and to make progress, take real steps, no matter how small, so that you can show yourself the incredible difference you can make in your life in just a matter of days. You know, I have to put this out there. Last week on the show, we talked about prosperity consciousness. That is such a big topic. And needless to say, I know we all realize that what a complex subject this can be, because we also led some discussions about the subject in other forums last week. And, you know, I realize that it definitely needs a part two, because it is so big, and there are so many layers, so many realities that many of us take to this subject. There's a lot of, as I call them, life threads that are attached to the subject that really needs to be looked at. And for me, I really love talking about this all out loud, because I think that's how change occurs and that's how action is taken. So what we're going to do is we're going to schedule the part two of that discussion, and you can find that. We're going to be posting that very soon on Transformation Talk Radio on the upcoming shows, or you certainly can visit our new website. It's called InspiredActionLiving.com, to which we'll be posting soon our upcoming show topics. But definitely take a look at InspiredActionLiving.com. Now, today, Michael Becker will be with us again, and we have really been looking forward to talking about this particular subject, which is how to target and embrace the goal that will change your life. I mean, how many times have you created a goal in your life and pursued it, spending valuable time and money, and then looking back on it, having, of course, wonderful hindsight, and discovering that you really don't want to spend your time or your life pursuing that path? Again, after you've spent so much time and energy creating it. You know, it's not completely unheard of to meet or know individuals that maybe spent time earning a degree, let's say, to then hear that they haven't pursued that career that degree would have offered them. But I have to say, today I know and meet new friends all the time in that situation. It just seems that the number of people have increased dramatically that are in that situation. It's not even about earning a degree. In fact, maybe you've worked somewhere at a particular job and you've put your blood, sweat, and tears in that career or that job and long term to find out it's not making you happy. And you really desire something else. Or maybe you didn't have a choice and your job is simply gone. We're going to talk today about finding your right path. You know, I've said this before, the one thing you absolutely 100% can count on in life is change. But there is a secret here. If you find a goal that is so perfect for you, touches you on the deepest levels, and simply falls in alignment with who you really are, and you start pursuing it in the background or the foreground of your life, from this place is where you really understand how and why change can be your greatest and most valuable companion. I mean, let's all be honest, life is truly a journey, and how much of your journey do you want to spend not being authentic to who you really are? That is so incredibly important, and I know that many of us find ourselves at different times in our lives having worked really hard for something very specific and then find that, what happened? Why am I not happy? I worked really hard for this. And I know many people find themselves having started something and then they're in the process of maybe completing that, but they suddenly find that they've lost enthusiasm. They've lost whatever it is that started the process for them. But they keep going because, you know what, they're in it. They have to do something and they have to, you know, let's just finish this, see what happens. And it's just often a bad sign that in those moments that you've worked, again, very hard, but you're not quite completed and you've got a certain goal that you're working towards, and it simply isn't, you start realizing that, you know, something's wrong. What am I doing? What path am I on? And so that's what we are going to talk about today, because this is a critical piece of information, critical topic that we really all need to embrace, because again, the title here, how to target and embrace the goal that will change your life. So I want to bring Michael on here very quickly before we take a break. Michael, for those of you who are just joining us, along with myself, is a life coach, a personal coach with an extensive career in the corporate arena, and is certainly an independent business owner. And like me, again, he is very, very passionate about helping people create peace of mind, happiness, and real dream building. And such is our topic here today. He loves helping people feel and see real change and success in their lives and operating and going down the right path, the proper path. So, and of course, he doesn't just like to talk about it. He wants to walk his talk, which is something that is very, very important to me as well. So, hi, Michael. Welcome to the show.
Hey there, Jennifer. Glad to be here again this week.
Excellent. And I am so excited to talk about this. And, you know, especially, Michael, because you and I have had many personal experiences over our lifetime of changing direction, changing our path, because we started down a particular path that, in fact, we worked very hard for, but then discovered that, in fact, maybe it really wasn't our true authentic self. And maybe, in fact, that we got caught up in the moment, caught up in the momentum, and felt that, well, I've started this, I have to finish this on some level. And so many people are in that particular situation. Don't you agree?
Absolutely. And I'm raising my hand because I spent many years as one of those people. No question about it. And I know
yes.
We're going to get into it later as the hows and whys, but absolutely, I can relate to that, and it's a very awkward feeling and position when you get yourself there.
Right, right. And that's what's interesting, too, is that it doesn't matter what age you are. There are, you can find yourself maybe even at a young age where you are in college maybe at right now and you're pursuing a particular goal. But if you are getting some intuitive sense that potentially there's something off about the path you're on, you really need to pay attention to that because there are wonderful, there are a number of things that you can do. If you find yourself midlife, whatever age that might be, 30s, 40s, 50s, today it's 60s as well, midlife, that you realize that there's something going on here I need to pay attention to because I'm not heading in the right direction. My intuition is telling me I'm not heading in the right direction. But I am also a huge advocate because it does not matter whether you are, again, 60s, 70s, later in life, beyond that, whatever you are doing, it is very, very important because it is never, ever too late to adjust your path to bring in the actions that follow suit to who you personally are, who you authentically are. That is what's truly critical here because I think a lot of people listen to others and listen to what's going on around them rather than what's going on inside of them. And that's what we're going to talk about today because that is truly a critical piece of information. We actually have a checklist to take whatever goal you have in mind, and we're going to take you through a few ideas that you need to run your goal through in your own mind and heart to determine, is this the right goal for me? I think that, that's just those simple exercises are what people, everyone really needs to take heart and listen to and talk about out loud so that, in fact, they find themselves in a wonderful situation later on in life. So we are going to go ahead and take a break. You are listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael here. And when we come back, we're going to dive in and explore how to target and then embrace with both arms your perfect goal. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the Moving Banners section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Called you so many times today, and I guess it's all true.
We are back on Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B. I've got Michael Becker here with me today, and we're talking about how to target and then embrace the goal that can change your life. So Michael and I have been talking here, and first I want to say that if you've ever asked yourself why you need to have a goal or why it's important to have a goal, the only answer I'm going to say out loud now is this. Because you so richly deserve to have your dreams come true. Never let anyone tell you differently, and never, ever let anyone take your dreams away from you. The key is choosing the right goal for you, and the one of, and simply, you know, the one of the most important secrets to success is this, to then have the discipline and tenacity to stick to it. So let's talk about the goals we choose for ourselves that may not be the best decisions, you know, we've ever made. Michael, why do we choose the goals that we often end up not taking us where we want to go or producing the results we were expecting?
That is a huge question, and that has some real interesting components to it. And again, as I've said before, I am at the head of the class here because I went through a lot of these struggles myself. And the first reason that we often choose something that doesn't work out the way we expect and doesn't bring us the happiness we want is that it turns out that a lot of our goals are pre-programmed, meaning they're not really our goals. They're our parents' goals or our extended family's goals or our community's goals, even our society's goals. And we try to meet certain expectations, but really they're not ours. They've been pre-programmed, and when we're younger, we don't really understand that. We don't know it. So we just kind of march along in a pre-programmed autopilot mode. Another one is that we pursue things based on our limitations, lack of confidence or just lack of passion or lack of inspiration in an area. But we keep, you know, putting one foot in front of the other, thinking, "Oh, it'll get better." We also, you know, move forward sometimes based on what we know, what we believe, and what we understand at any given moment in time. And that's a real challenging one because you don't know what you don't know. So a lot of things in life we learn as we go forward. So if you're 18 years old and you're making a certain career choice, you can only base that on what you know up to 18 years old. That's all you can do, unless you have a lot of good help. It's based on our emotional state at any given moment in time. You know, where are we emotionally? What are we dealing with? What are we trying to handle? How do we feel? Has a huge impact on the decisions we make. And then the one that I see a lot in the coaching I've done over the last few years that comes up is, and particularly in the economic climate we've been dealing with the last 4 or 5 years, which is there's a real tendency to look at the logical, the reasonable, the rational, and in today's climate, the practical. So we get really left brain about it. You know, we really start looking at the things that just make sense. Well, if I do this, this will be good. This will make sense. This is reasonable. And while that sounds good, and it can be very helpful, that process, it's not always going to take us in the right direction because it's missing some key components. So rather than do a lot of analysis, we need to start asking, we do the analysis, and then we ask the question, okay, who am I really, and what do I really want?
That is incredibly true. I you said it beautifully, because I think that, and again, like you were saying, line forms here, because I started pursuing various goals in the beginning based on what I thought I was supposed to do and based on what I felt I was getting the most response from others on. Relative to, okay, you can do it, you're doing a great job, so, oh, somebody noticed I was doing a good job, maybe I'm kind of good at this, so I'll start to pursue that. And for me, what happened was is that I happened to find that I was good at certain things, but it maybe wasn't what I truly loved to do or really wasn't a passion area of mine. And so I think a lot of people out there actually start to pursue something that they're good at, and we all seek to be good at something. We want to feel good about ourselves. We want to feel like we're, in fact, contributing on a certain level. But sometimes that alone can put us, you know, get us off track, because we're starting to pursue again something that, okay, I'm pretty good at this, but and people are acknowledging you for it, that is another way that it starts a momentum down a road that sometimes we find that we can't stop. And that's another area where you need to stop and say and pay attention to, but do I love this?
You're absolutely right. That's a huge, huge point. And again, having experienced this myself in my life, you know, you start going down a path, you notice you seem to have some skills, some aptitude, you have some interest in it, and then suddenly you start getting positive feedback. You know, you're told, like you said, you're good at this. Wow, you seem to have a knack for this. Wow, this seems to suit you. You're getting rewards for going down a certain path that seems right. You may have even a high level of interest in it. And suddenly, I think the issue isn't in the near term, it's in the longer term. In other words, that may be fine for a while, maybe even a number of years. That's just fine. But then suddenly that voice, that inner voice, just won't stop, and you start hearing it more and more, and it's asking you, why am I doing this? This isn't what I really want to do. And that's where the issues in really setting goals that are really authentic to you, that's where that comes into play.
Right, right. So let's talk about this. We have some items here that are really, I think, quite helpful, not only for taking a goal that maybe you are working with right now and putting it through this process to really look at it to know, is this the right thing for me? But it also has elements in it, because we also take, I know I individually take people through as a coach, I take them through a special process I've designed to help them find out what it is that they love to do and want to do and what goal they should have. But a lot of people have a goal that they're working with right now. And this, again, going through this process can help kind of get a sense of what should I be doing, and then if this is what I'm doing, is this what I should be doing? So again, how do we get our conscious and subconscious mind in alignment to start going after more authentic goals that have a much greater chance of making us happy and fulfilled? And so that's what we certainly need to look at. And here's a critical piece just to start this process off as far as a checklist is looking back, and it's about making a list of topics that you can say that in your life that you remained interested in longer than 5 years. That if you're looking for it, if the goal that you have, you're considering somehow, is it represented on the list that you create based on looking back in your history? Are there various things, write them on a list, are there various things that I have been interested in and that interest has lasted longer than a five-year period? Now look at that list and look at the goal maybe you have decided that you're pursuing, and is there any element of that goal represented on that list? That's a very important point that people need to look at, don't you think?
That is one of the most important points. And I would even add to that, there's another component you can even add to that, is to look at those things over your lifetime that just keep coming up for you. Your interest is there. You may even have an aptitude in it. It's been there for a long time. And another way to phrase that is to say, if you took out a piece of paper and you have those interest areas, could you write at least a page about that? In other words, do you have enough knowledge and enough interest that you could take a page and you could take any one of those areas that you have that continuing interest in and write about it? Just a page worth of interest information on there. If the answer is no and you're really, no, I really couldn't write about it, I don't have any real strong feelings about it, then that's probably not something you want to pursue. But if you can just feel yourself getting drawn into, and I'm going to use, for example, you love cooking and you love some specific area of cooking, and I say to you, you know, could you write a page about it? And you think for a moment, you go, absolutely. And you grab a pen and paper, and the next thing you know, you've written 3 or 4 pages about it, because that's the level of interest. So it is about looking at the things in your life that you have done, you know, many times or continuously in your life, and then thinking of the level of interest that you have in that area. Because if you don't have enough interest in it and you really can't bring up any passion around it, the chances are good that it's just an interest area. And again, an interest area is different than having a goal. Interest area is just something you have a lot of curiosity about. It's fascinating to you, but it isn't necessarily something you'd want to build a career around or business around. Or job around. So you have to look at it that way. And again, as you said before, Jennifer, the word passion really comes into play here, because I think that's the key word, passion.
And let's talk about that, because it is absolutely key, and there are various pieces of that you really, it's not just passion, has a broad range to it. So we're going to talk about that after the break. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. And you are listening to Inspired Action Radio. We're going to talk about, again, how to target and embrace with both arms your incredibly perfect and unique goal for you. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. New website to take a look at called inspiredactionliving.com, and our email address is care@consciousproductcenter.com. And Michael, why don't you go ahead and give your email address out there?
Sure. It's Michael, MICHAEL, @consciousproductcenter.com.
Fantastic. And what I want to follow up on, we were just talking before the break, is passion, which is an absolute personal favorite of mine, needless to say. And when we talk about, as far as finding the right goals for ourselves, when especially we've created our list of what we've been interested in, and as Michael was talking about, looking at the interest level, nothing is really off limits in that thought process. And that's where I think people, again, go through all of the filters that they've been pre-programmed with. But it's really important on a passion level to let go of those filters as well as you can. Open your mind and just imagine all of the ideas, all of the people, all of the places, and all of the things in your life you've ever been passionate about. And really, it's, you know, have you had any passion for those subjects? If so, in what way? Has it sparked your imagination? It must spark your imagination. Our imagination is one of our greatest tools in our toolbox that can actually move something forward in an inspired way. Do you have natural enthusiasm for whatever it is that you're looking at as far as your passion? And again, and Michael talks about this, do you have real personal significance to whatever that particular goal is or idea of something is? Those are the types of things that you need to think about. Plus, and we're going to talk a little bit more about this next week, plus it's very, very important that you need to realize that if you gather up and harness a little bit of passion in every single day of your life, that sparks and accesses this internal energy force. It's like an internal battery that we all have inside of us, that if we plug into, we have a natural energy source that doesn't drain. It doesn't, you don't find yourself where you've burned out, which, oh my gosh, how many people have done that in their life where they've been pursuing and working hard for something and found themselves in literally burnout. And where the bottom line is even if you're in a particular career, if you're in a job or you've got a project going on, that you find that most of the time you're completely tired, you're drained, and you just don't have a lot of excitement for anymore, even then you can look for whatever it is in your life that you have passion for, bring that into your daily practice, even if it's 5 minutes in that day that you put your thoughts to work on. That's all it takes to access that internal energy force, that you will be shocked at how incredibly valuable that is and powerful. Plus, clarity, another item on the list, clarity. You've got to have an idea. It's very important to be as clear as possible about the particular goal that you have in mind, or if you're looking to have a goal in mind, be clear. Try to get as clear as you can and also clear about the outcome, but always be aware that the outcome may not be exactly what you think it's going to be. But you know what? It doesn't matter, because as long as you start out with as much clarity as you possibly can muster up, that will take you to where you need to go, where all the creativity exists. Don't you think, Michael?
Absolutely. That clarity is so important, because I can say it this way. If you're vague about your goals, because I've seen this in the work I've done over the years with people and organizations, if you're vague, you will get vague results. You'll get results if you put enough energy behind it, but they won't be clear, and ultimately it won't take you to where you want to go. But if you do take the time to look at it the way we've been talking about it, and then you get very, very clear about what it is you want, then you're going to get very clear results.
Yes, yes. And the next item you really need to pay attention to, all of us need to pay attention to this, because this is about, can you see yourself? I mean, really see yourself working on and achieving that particular goal. You must be able to, even, and I'm talking about a self-value viewpoint here. This is a passion area of mine, building self-value relative to your self-confidence, your self-worth. What do you think you're capable of? All of these items affect how it is that you're able to see yourself in this goal. Can you see yourself at the end of whatever that road you're working on, in that space, and does the vision come easily for you? And can you feel the vision? If you can't, there's a problem. That's where most people need to take a look at, because if you have doubts, there's a problem. It's really about the idea of visioning yourself where you want to go. When you do that, that has to be simple. It has to be effortless for it to be something that's right. And that's something that's so very, very important. The other item, Michael, you were talking about this before, genuine interest. This is critical, because once the goal has been somewhat achieved, can you see yourself continuing to explore and be genuinely interested in expanding what that goal represents longer than 5 years, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. There's a big difference between genuine interest and what I call a fabricated interest, where something about something appeals to you. For example, and I want to make a point here that, you know, when we talk about goals, a lot of people immediately come to the conclusion we're talking about financial goals. We're talking about job, career, income, money. And that's common. That's a big area for people in terms of goals. But there are many other kinds of goals that people have. For instance, many people have relationship goals. Got a good job, love my job, income's fine, but, you know, my goals have to do with different kind of relationship, and you're looking at that. Other people's, it's about the spiritual side of life. They're looking at, you know, things like inner peace, balance, harmony, and those are important areas in their life. So it's not just one thing, and of course there's the emotional and the psychological goals we may have in terms of self-worth, self-esteem, self-confidence. Those are all worthwhile goals, but again, as you said, you have to have a genuine interest in those things. It can't be just a fleeting thought or something someone else has told you is a good thing to think about. It has to come from you. You've got to be genuinely interested, because if you are, that will make all the difference for you in the achievement of that goal.
Absolutely. And one thing I want to throw back into this, which I mentioned before, is sometimes we do get caught up in a process that is about trying to achieve a particular goal, and we feel like, oh my gosh, we've gone halfway through this process, we have to complete it, even though you've discovered that it's not right. For whatever reason, something is wrong, and you simply know that this isn't going to work this way. A lot of individuals feel like, I've started something, I have to finish this. That's just what you have to do. It's part of our culture. It's part of our family. It's part of just what the expectations are. And I'm here to tell you that time is precious. It's always, always important that if you decide and discover that it's not right, then you absolutely have every right to change direction, no matter where you are in the process. And that's what something I just wanted to throw in there, because I know a lot of people, they continue on even though they know it's not right. But there are various things that can be done that can help you adjust your steps to make that particular direction right for you, or completely change. And that is okay to do as well. Finally, one of the other areas before we take a break, I want to talk about this, which is body talk. When you visualize yourself achieving that particular goal, what is your body telling you? Is your heart rate up? Do you get any feelings at all in your body? Our bodies are absolutely powerful barometers to what is happening around us, to what our thoughts are working on, to what we, of course, feel. And if we really pay attention, and sometimes to pay attention, we need to stop, we need to clear our minds, and we need to just put one thing in front of us, which is the particular goal we're working on, and pay attention to what our body is telling us. Very, very critical. And so we're going to take a quick break here, and when we come back, we're going to actually talk about also being bold and making it happen. So let's take a break. You're listening to Inspired Action Radio, and we are going to talk about what long-term really means. And so stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
If you are new to quantum techniques, it's easy to get a free 30-minute one-on-one session with a QT practitioner. All you need to do is make a minimum purchase of $25 from our online store at quantumtechniques.com, and you will receive a session with a QT practitioner that is worth $200. Click on the Discover Health Today in the moving banner section near the top of our website's homepage to get more information. Take advantage of this today.
Join Deborah Diane's live clearing teleconferences to move through blockages with this extremely efficient modality that allows for simultaneous clearing for everyone in the group without having to discuss details or engage in processing. Deborah intuitively facilitates these sessions in a fast-paced and fun environment, so every call is unique to that particular group. You'll be amazed at the amount and depth of clearing benefiting everyone on the call. To register for a teleconference, go to ConsciousTreePatterning.com and click on the Register tab to reserve your space in the next call.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in.
Welcome back, everyone. We are listening to Inspired Action Radio with us, Michael Becker, here today in the house. And today we're working towards a goal that will last a lifetime. So let's talk about that, because we were just talking a little bit before, Michael, about, of course, discovering the goal, but also working on whatever particular goal you have in mind that you're working on now. It's so critically important, though, to always make sure that you've thought about that goal from a bold perspective. Be bold, but realistic. This is where it's important to dream big. We often tend to use our limitations and allow our limitations to get in the way, but it's important to dream big, but keep at least one toe on the ground. I'm talking to all you dreamers out there, because I know how easy it is to really just imagine yourself in the most elaborate dreams that you can think of. But always, if you can't put a toe, at least any top body part on the ground, you need to come back down. Wouldn't you say?
I agree with that completely. In fact, I would even say this. The toe isn't enough. You got to have at least 1 foot on the ground. And over time, as you get more clear about your goal, you got to have both feet on the ground. And here's why I say that. You and I have talked a lot, and I know, I mean, the website is Inspired Action Living. And I know that that is a powerful phrase that I don't know that everyone completely understands. But it has to do with being inspired with whatever you're doing in your life, to feel a sense of inspiration. You know, it's exciting. You can feel the energy. And then the passion comes into it, which is the continuing energy to do something. All of that is, it's all wonderful, and it's absolutely necessary to take you to exactly where you want to go so you can experience the things, the feelings that you want to experience. But I would say this, there's going to come a moment in time when you've got to be able to put both feet on the ground and take action. It isn't just, the website isn't called Inspired Living, it's Inspired Action Living. Because it's easy to stay in the clouds, because it's very exciting to think about all the possibilities that could be. But when you have your feet on the ground is when you can take that first step in the direction of achieving, you know, toward achieving your goal. And that's where the key is, that all the preliminary work you do to figure out what your actual true goal is, critical. But just as critical is once you've achieved that, is beginning to take those steps that take you in the direction of achieving your goal.
And that's exactly what you're talking about, because be flexible. That's one of the final areas that is very, very important, and I think especially for various temperaments out there, because I know that that's just an expertise of ours, talking about very different specific temperament types and being quite genuine to your type. Being flexible can be tough for some temperaments, but it doesn't. It's really about having an open mind, and everyone wants to do that. So determining the first step, and then with each step, adjust the path to the goal accordingly. Be open to receive the signs and opportunities that absolutely will show up, because that's exactly what happens each and every time when we let go of holding on to something so tightly, because so many of us do that with the distractions. This is what causes us to hold on a lot of the times, is we have so much distraction, so much information. We are bombarded on every side of our lives with distraction. And our ability, it's a skill to be able to let go of the distraction first, quiet down for a moment, and take a look at what it is that you're doing. So when you are in that quiet space and you're looking at what you're choosing to do, what your goal in front of you is, or determining what goal you should have, it's very important, because what's going to happen is you're going to notice signs you would not have noticed before with all of the distraction. And I can't say that strongly enough. In fact, science today is out there quantifying this, because it's about energy around us. And we, frankly, I'm going to say it, we are energy beings. And it's very, very important to understand that we're constantly creating signs and opportunities to show up in our life. And we have to be ready to take action when that occurs, especially inspired action. One area I do want to mention, which is critical to be able to answer the question, is when you pick a goal, and whatever goal you're working on, ask yourself this very, very important question. Why are you doing this? Why are you going after that particular goal? You've got to ask that question, and you've got to like your answer. Also, how do you want to feel when you achieve the result? That is absolutely critical, because it's about encouragement, it's about inspiration, motivation, it's about making sure that you take advantage of the incredible force that we have at our disposal, which is momentum. And so you really want to understand, and having already felt inside of you through your visualization, how do you want to feel when you achieve that result? The most successful goals achieved by anyone are the ones that were embraced wholeheartedly and energetically aligned with the individual's authentic nature. So what we're talking about here today is really important in understanding that whatever goal that you're going after, really look at yourself beyond 5 years, make sure that that is in fact something you want to be doing in 5 years, and make sure that that goal is related to a list that you've created of your history relative to what in your history did you stay most attached to beyond 5 years. Is it somehow related to that? And also, so, you know, we're coming up to the top of the hour, and I want to say that it's really important, very, very, very important to stay motivated and stay in touch with your final hour, your outcome. Very, very critical to pay attention to that, visualize that. So also, I want to make sure Michael, thank you so much. Michael Becker here talking with us today. I really appreciate his time, as always. I want to thank everyone for tuning in to Inspired Action Radio. I always enjoy every moment I spend with you all. Next week, we're going to be talking about the secret to never-ending motivation and creativity. So you definitely want to be here for that. Also, go out there, take a look at this new website, our new website, inspiredactionliving.com. And I just want to let you know, every Wednesday at 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, we will be here. And it's especially, join us next week, because if you want to know how to tune into that battery inside of you that never, ever, ever lets go of its energy, this is how to do it. The secret to never-ending motivation and creativity. Have a great week, everybody, and we will see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life. Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Get ready to be inspired, open your mind, bring excitement back into your life, and have a lot of fun on a new journey of self-discovery with Jennifer Becker. Visit InspiredActionRadio.com and take inspired action today.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back, because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network.
And Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where is it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough for your love, pain. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car.
Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive. Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe? Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, baby. Lord, some things I can't get used to.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation.